A tickler file helps us to schedule chores and appointments, decluttering our minds of due dates and to-do items. Earmarking homes for our possessions and returning them there keeps them out of sight and thus out of mind. 7. Subdividing. We divide big tasks into doable segments and take breaks after completing each one. Example, writing an article, research, outline, first draft, revise, etc. This prevents overwhelm. For space organizing, we use dividers and group similar items. 8. Selectivity. We are more effective by being more selective. The more carefully we choose what we do and what people we allow into our lives, the more satisfaction we have. Quality replaces the need of unsatisfying quantity. We act from abundance, not scarcity. No thanks is our often used self-caring response. Just because we can do something does not mean we should. Even with quality, we need to monitor input. Too much of a good thing is too much. A useful expression to avoid pleasure turning into pain is, I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. 9. Substitution. Before accepting a new activity or item, we release one of equivalent time, energy, and space. We do not add anything that will reduce our time cushions or speed up our comfortable pace. Though chores increase, there are still only 24 hours in a day. Overchoice, instead of offering more freedom, diverts us from our focus. 10. Emptying. At day's end, we empty our pockets, purse, and car and process our input. After an upsetting experience, we ask, am I spending $1,000 of emotion on 10 cents worth of annoyance? We unwind, debrief, write our feelings, and release them. We do not carry today's load into tomorrow. 11. Pacing. We do not let machines be our master. We turn them off when not needed. We do not insert a task while waiting. We welcome delays as breathers, timeouts to digest events. 12. Under occupation. Tasks such as folding laundry do not require full attention. Instead of dismissing them as boring and adding distractions, we can regard them as opportunities to reflect and relax. As we declutter our piles, we can think, will I be remembered for my collections or my kindness? We keep only what we give away. As we sort through our souvenirs, we can ask, I have my memories. Why do I need this dust catcher? As we discard items we think we might need someday, we can say, I trust that when I need a fact or an item, it'll be available to me. I would rather need it and not have it than waste energy by keeping it. I trust my higher power and my resourcefulness to supply me. 13. Silence. We learn to enjoy silence, not merely as a respite from talk, but as a calming, healing force. Silence allows time for deep thoughts to emerge. 14. Closure. One reason we often feel empty is that we do not take time to experience completion. When we release objects, activities, and toxic relationships, we can give thanks for their lessons. When we have a setback, we can grow from it. When we have a victory, no matter how small, we can celebrate it. The more we acknowledge our victories, the more we will progress. 15. Evaluation. Better is enough. We let enjoyment, rather than perfection or quantity of output, be our criterion. A useful guideline. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. By taking action, unnecessary possessions, activities, relationships, negative emotions, and useless thoughts will disappear. Our good comes through us because we have cleared mental, physical, and emotional space for it. We hope these suggestions will bring you the mental freedom that we have experienced. Effortless energy, vivid memories and impressions, breakthrough ideas, opportunities, healthier relationships, greater decisiveness, awareness, and inner peace. We wish you the joy of an uncluttered mind. Responsibility Pledge. I pledge to stretch out my hand and heart to those seeking help from our compulsion. Together, we will ensure that CLA is here for us and all those who follow in our footsteps. And for this, I am responsible.